Lively Stones Meditations for Thursday, 29th of July, 2021. They plotted to put him to death. John chapter 11, verses 45 to 57. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs." Directly after Lazarus was raised again to life, many came to believe in Jesus and follow him. And, of course, it did not take long before some brought this before the chief priests and the Pharisees, and then the oft-repeated notion that the Jews sought the death of Jesus really takes off. "If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." We can see in this verse, this statement, how the mindset of the Pharisees prevails. Fear moves in, and they become concerned about all they have become, and how they may lose that position of authority should Jesus be allowed to continue in his way. And one of them, Caiaphas, meaning as comely, being high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish." Caiaphas, who's the duty high priest at that time, takes the comparison between allowing Jesus to die as against their whole way of life. "Surely," he says, "it's better to dispose of Jesus than to lose all that we are." Now this he did not say on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. The fear was that Jesus would begin an alternative religious structure that would supplant their own religion. Basically, they would all be redundant, in which they were entirely correct. Jesus' intent was to do the will of the Father, which was to bring about a truth which the Pharisees did not comprehend. Then, from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. This is what the religious mind seeks in reality, the death of Jesus. Jesus always promoted and exclusively sought a relationship with Father God. The religious mind seeks its own understanding, its own will, and not the will of God. Thus, the truth must be crushed. Prayer. O Heavenly Father, help us to move only in your truth. Let us not descend into religiosity and thus seek our own way. May your way be the only way in our lives. Hallelujah and Amen. Footnote. Pharisees. The Pharisees were a sect that seemed to have started after the Jewish exile. In addition to Old Testament books, the Pharisees recognized an oral tradition, a standard of belief and life. They sought for distinction and praise by outward observance of external rites and by outward forms of piety, such as ceremonial washings, fastings, prayers, and almsgiving, and comparatively negligent of genuine piety, they prided themselves on their fancied good works. They held strenuously to a belief in the existence of good and evil angels, and to the expectation of a Messiah, and they cherished the hope that the dead, after a preliminary experience either of reward or of penalty in Hades, would be recalled to life by him, and be requited each according to his individual deeds, In opposition to the usurped dominion of the Herods and the rule of the Romans, they stoutly upheld the theocracy and their country's cause, and possessed great influence with the common people. According to Josephus, they numbered more than 6,000. They were bitter enemies of Jesus and his cause, and were in turn severely rebuked by him for their avarice, ambition, hollow reliance on outward works, and affection of piety in order to gain popularity. A Holy Condition. Oswald Chambers on Joy and Peace. Peace, Life in the Spirit. The revelation of identification means that we are one with God in his Son, but not by obedience, for obedience is nothing more than the human approach to this mightiest of revelations. We enter into identification by the door of obedience and faith, but the oneness is a revelation. When we do touch God, we lose all consciousness of being in conscious touch with him. We are so absorbed with his peace and power that language cannot convey the assurance of the oneness. The experience of sanctification is simply the entrance into this relationship.